softball games from our Tim Alcorn as we follow spring sports. The girls' softball always entertaining with different groups in the area. Elyria, Keystone, we know about. This year, though, the focus was on Amherst, and we've got the Amherst Lady Comets softball coach, Lacey Reichert, this morning. Good morning. Thanks.
Good morning.
I was expecting to see a goat T-shirt maybe or something, but instead you've got just an Amherst Steel softball. But you probably have multiple Amherst Steel softball T-shirts from all your time with that program, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, you collect them all when you're a part of it for so long. And but our T-shirts this year did have goat on it, so... But unfortunately, I couldn't come up with that one today. But
well, tell us a little bit about that goat, how that all came about.
I really wish I knew a whole lot about it. I didn't, you know, that was kind of the girls' thing, and I didn't really pry into it. And, you know, from what I understand is that their goal this year was to be the greatest team, the greatest of all time that has ever been here at Amherst. And, you know, they started with just – the goat word, and then next thing you know, we have two goats in the dugout, you know, two stuffed animals, and you know, they just went with it, and I didn't ask questions, and it was our cheer, our rally cry the whole year, and you know, they just rallied around it, and it was what they went with.
Well, it took them to the state semifinal, so
right.
Something was
so
working.
It worked, and good for them, you know.
What is it about this team that you thought, even they thought, when in the springtime that they had the potential to do what they did?
I think we knew back even when we started open gyms, there was something special about these girls, the chemistry that they had, you know, and I mean, aside from just the obvious talent that we were going to put on the field, they had something more than that even off the field. And, you know, when you get something like that, you can go a long way. They were, you know, really good friends on the field, off the field. They cheered for each other. They, you know, they were unselfish. And that's how you win. That's how you win. And that's how you win big, when you have, you know, girls that care about more than themselves.
Is this a sport where it's now year-round preparation?
It's unfortunately I think a lot of sports are getting to be that way. It's not like it used to be where, you know, you played three sports. And but we do have quite a few multi-sport athletes on our team. We have some soccer players, some, you know, some volleyball players, basketball players. But, you know, we do have a handful of girls that do play year-round. And, you know, if that's what you want to do, that's terrific. But it seems like more and more high school sports are becoming, you know, year-round things. And, you know, I'm not a proponent of that, but, you know, because I was a multi-sport athlete myself. But like I said, we do have girls that play year-round, and that's fine. That's great. And we do have girls that play multiple sports, and we cheer for them in the fall and in the winter. And we, you know, wish them all the best when they're playing with their other teams.
Well, you're a physical education teacher, so you understand the importance of variety and changing up the routine.
Right.
For better physical health.
Right, no doubt about it. I mean, and it's proof. I mean, you look at these college coaches, they want to see multi-sport athletes. They want to recruit kids that play different sports because, you know, playing basketball helps you on the softball field. You know, competing in volleyball and soccer helps you just become a better athlete.
I saw a program over the weekend, and that was one of the questions. They had a panel, and one of the guys said he wants his son to experience different coaching, too, because you'll have different styles of coaching, different people coaching, different ways interacting with teammates, different players you don't maybe have on the same team in the same sport. So you do build up sort of a variety, a different type of a success that you can
have
from it.
Right, and then, the girls, they can, you know, it doesn't get stale to them, you know. I mean, I know, like I said, we have some girls that play year-round, and I know, you know, they're softball junkies, which is great. You know, but it gives the girls, you know, who do play multiple sports a chance to experience success with other girls, with different teammates, you know, different classmates, and that's, you know, great too.
Well, when you were in high school, you had some success. You, in fact, were named the Lorain County Miss Softball in 2000. How has things changed related to softball back in 2000 to how it is now as far as the program, even in Amherst, or just how you see young women participating in the sport?
Oh, yeah. Since, I mean, that was, what, 16 years ago. Since then, softball has just, you know, it's taken off. I mean, there's a professional league now. You know, the College World Series is broadcast on national TV, on ESPN. You know, it's on all the time, you know, when the College World Series is going on. And I think that young girls see that and they want to be a part of that. They want, you know, to possibly be playing in college, to be playing on ESPN. But you know, it's you didn't see that 16 years ago, you know, college softball being broadcast on TV. So that's great for the sport. That's great for, you know, future athletes, future young ladies and softball players. And I mean, we have a young lady, Ashley Dotman. She's going to UConn to play this coming fall. And, you know, it'd be really, really neat to see Ashley someday playing on ESPN for a chance at the College World Series. So,
what was it like for you? Do you remember back when you received the Lorain County Miss Softball Award? What was it like?
It's a really neat award, especially to get your senior year, because it kind of capped off your senior year. And it's always great to get, you know, individual awards and stuff like that. But what that meant was you were a part of a really special program. You know, you had really good teammates. And, you know, it just kind of caps off your senior year and all the hard work you put in, all the time, that you know, the dedication. But above anything it was more for my teammates, too. Because you're not going to get recognized, you know, with a really great award if you're not a part of, you know, really good teams and really good programs. So that was as much an award for my teammates and the teams I had been on in high school as it was just individually for myself.
What is the program, Amherst softball program, like now? Have you kind of got it into a good routine? Many of the other communities have what seems to be year after year solid teams, and it doesn't start in high school. It starts in younger grades, younger players. How is it in Amherst for you?
Right. I mean, I was just telling Tim over there, we have what we call the AGSA, Amherst Girls Softball Association, and a man named Lauren Chrysler, he runs that for us, and we have four teams in there. We have a 10, 12, 14, and an 18U team that participate in the Emerald Necklace. They travel to, like, Cuyahoga County suburbs and stuff like that. But, you know, we try to start them as young as we can. We get, you know, some good fathers, good volunteers to help coach, start developing skills. We just had a four-day youth camp here in Amherst where a lot of my high school girls came and helped, and the younger girls really respond to stuff like that, especially when it comes from, you know, the high school girls who they look up to and want to be like. But my goal was, when I took over 3 years ago, was to make Amherst softball like the Keystones, like the Illyrias, you know, where every year they have a chance to go to state. And like you said, that doesn't just start when the kids get into ninth grade. That starts, you know, when the kids are at the, you know, 10U level or maybe even younger. You know, you just want them to develop that love for the game. And I think we've really started to do that here at Amherst. And you know, going to state, you know, the little girls are gonna look at that and say, I want to be a part of that. And that's our goal, is to get the little girls, you know, through the junior high girls, really excited about being high school softball players and wanting to compete and play at the highest level like this team did this year.
What was it for you? You have the team coming through, but for you getting to state, something that you were not able to do as a student,
right?
Whatever. Now you're as a coach. What was it like for you? What's the pressure there? What is it like going to play at that?
It was just so cool. It was just so, I mean, you watch it on TV and you read about Keystone and Elyria, you know, getting there year after year. But it was just one of those, when we beat Elyria in the district final game, it was really emotional. It was, you know, I was just so happy for the 12 girls on our team, that they were experiencing that. And then, you know, we just took one game at a time. And when we beat Brecksville in the regional final game, it was almost like it wasn't like real. You know, I listened to Tim's broadcast a few days later on the internet, and it still didn't seem like it was real or like we should be there. But it was just like an experience I hope the girls will never forget, but I hope they get to experience again.
What did you learn from those other teams that you saw there in the Final Four, those programs that are sometimes perennials in that arena? What did you learn from them?
I mean, when you get to that level, I mean, and I would even say, you know, we were one hit away from being in the state championship, but those kind of games come down to situational hitting, you know, who doesn't make an error, you know, minimizing strikeouts, getting girls on base, doing the little things. And I think we did all those, you know, we just didn't get the big hit in that game. And, you know, when you get to that level, you know, the Keystones, the Walsh Jesuits, teams like that, Taze Valley, who was there last year, they got the big hit. You know, they got the big hit. And if we're fortunate enough to get back there next year, you know, we'll have six experienced girls who have been there, along with, you know, some new girls. And hopefully we're the ones then that don't crack under pressure and get that big hit.
There's a fine line between winning and losing at that level.
Yes,
for sure.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of those 1-0 kind of games or some error that really just turns things around for you.
Right.
How much is that on you going there, or how much is it on just the players? Do you kind of just let them play, or is there a lot? Is your brain really focusing
on
everything?
We had a week of practice or so leading into the state game, and we didn't put any pressure on the group. I mean, they put enough pressure on themselves. You know, they want to win. They want to perform, you know, the best they can. You know, so our job wasn't to, you know, put added pressure on them. We tried to, you know, keep our same routine in practice. You know, get a lot of swings in, see a little live pitching. You know, take some ground ball reps, do our fundamental stuff. You know, just keep everything as normal as possible heading into that game. And myself and my assistant, John Rossitano, I think we did a good job of that. And our girls did a phenomenal job in that game. I mean, we didn't win the game. We didn't, like I said, get the big hit. But I thought we played, our girls played unbelievable. For their first trip to state, playing against the defending state champs, a Division I pitcher in Rothwell, I thought they were unbelievable.
How about the support of the community for you guys?
I can't say enough about that. I mean, you look up into the stands and two-thirds of it is Amherst fans and the community members. I'd have to say we had at least 400 just Amherst fans there. We had a parade, Memorial Day parade, and we were fortunate enough to be in it, and our girls got to go up on the grandstand down at City Hall and do the Pledge of Allegiance before the mayor spoke, and you know, they said some really nice things about our girls. And just this being in this community, growing up in this community, living here for 34 years, these people are awesome. Amherst people are they're extremely supportive when it comes to anything, schools, sports, you know, supporting even our local businesses here. We have great people here.
Well, we appreciate you coming in and sharing a little bit of that. How many seniors did you lose this year?
Three amazing seniors.
So you'll still have a solid core of players, though, to come back next year.
We do, and we're going to have a really really great group of seniors coming back this year, too.
Sounds great. Lacey Riker, to softball coach for Amherst Steel, thanks for stopping in.
Thank you. Thank you guys very much.